burnt, and it became a little bit hard, but it's not completely like coals yet. Rashi says, Koshin Sheniskasha Machmasesh. It became hard because of the fire. The fire burnt it completely, but it's not completely like coals yet. It's not considered like Eitzim Yveshim yet. I mean, it's not like Pchamim, Eitzim Yveshim Hein Mitechem. It's like wood. So, here there's a chilek that if the meat was burnt well, just not like coals, so if it comes off before chatzais, you're still supposed to put it back again. If it comes off after chatzais, then you're finished with the mitzvah. Tzmura says, Minohan Emili, how do we know this? That the chatzais is totally chatzais lailo. Tzmura answers, Omer Rav, Kosov Echavim, one pasuk says, Kol halailo v'hikter, supposed to burn it the whole night. Mashma the whole night, it should be al noita. Until the biker. The Kosov Echavim, one pasuk says, Kol halailo v'hikter, the whole night, and v'hikter. V'hikter is mashma, after it's finished burning, you clean it off, you take off the ashes. So mashma is supposed to be finished burning before the end of the night. Because by the night time, it says very mesadeshen. And it goes on kol alayla also. So mashma, the whole night is a zman to clean up the mizbeach. So mashma should be burnt before the before katzois. So what's going on here? So Mar says, the pshat is, chelkeyu, the psut can come to teach us, divide the night in half. As if to say, chetiv le'aktaro, the first half is the mitzvah aktaro, it should still be burning, the Yerbom should be burning the first half of the night until Chatzais. And the Chetiv Le'aroma, and the second part of the night after Chatzais, then already starts the Mitzvah Aroma, Truma Sadeshin. But now what's burnt is burnt already. There's no more Mitzvah to burn it anymore. And now if you want, you can clean out the ashes. So the Kitzvah, because of these two Psukim, we come out with the side of Chalkeyu. Half the night is for Aktaro, and half the night is for Aroma, for cleaning the ashes. Most of Rav Khan asked the question, is it true? First Namah Sholin Chatzais Midi Raisa. If so, we have Aloha, the Gemara in Yuma that says, V'chol Yom, every day of the year, a normal day, Torim Es HaMizbeach Mikrois HaGever. You know when they used to clean out the Mizbeach, make the Trumas Adeshin? A little bit before daybreak, a little bit before Olas HaShachar. That's called Mikrois HaGever, like when the man to wake up the other Kanim used to start waking them up. When they gather the men, you start screaming. So, it can be either a little bit before this time, or a little bit after this time. Every day, that's when they made the Trumas Adeshin, that's when they started to clean out the Mizbeach. Mashma, the bus was burning until then. What about the Yom HaKippurim and Yom Kippur? Piyom HaKippurim, the Chatzais. He used to stop burning it at Chatzais HaLayla, and that's when the Kayanim, that's when he would make the Trumas Adeshin. Purigolim, what about on the Yom Tov, when all Klai Yisrael will come to bring the Kavonis? The Ashmar Rishayna, at the end of the first third of the night, by the first Mishmar of the night, that's the time to make the Trumas Adeshin. So you see, if you want, you can do it even before Chatzais, by the Regolim. So the question is, V'yis HaKadaitach, if you can tell me to think, that Mechatzais Yiraisa, that because of these two Psukim, it's Mamish Midi Yiraisa, that up until Chatzais should be burning. And after Chatzais is the Zman to make the Aroma, if so, Heichimach Minun, or Heichimach Rinun, how could we, on Regolim, do it so early, make the Aroma at the end of the first third of the night, and how come a regular day we do it so late, by the end of the night, near the Kurus HaGever, how could it be Midirais to Chatzais? So my answer is, Omer Rav Yechon says, Mimash Meshinem, since the Pesach says, Kol HaLailom, that kol alayla the hikter, you should burn it all night, and your day, don't I know, shad ha-boyker, that all the night time means until the morning. If so, ma tam alay ma ad-boyker, how can the Pesach says here, kol alayla ad-boyker, what's the extra words? The Pesach says, the hikter ala moita ala mazveh kol alayla ad-boyker, so come teach us, tain boyker lefkorish alayla, make it a little bit earlier than the end of the night. Even though the Pesach says, Kol HaLailo, does not really mean Kol HaLailo. It just means it's up to us to make the end a little bit earlier than the end of the night. So as Rashi says, the real breaker of the Lailo is Olas HaShachar. That's the end of the night. So here's the Pesach is saying, Breaker Racha means Tenloi, Hainu Ashkom a little bit earlier than Olas HaShachar. But the Pesach does not say really how much. So Rashi says, V'chivan Dein Zman L'Dov, there's no real Zman. as long as the harom is done before the end of the night, before Olas HaShachar, El Shel Hashkomo, therefore it's a svara kol lefi atzarech hashor v'yesh b'chol asas hilka koyam b'chol sagever, or else before afterwards. So therefore it's a svara that it should not be done mamish the whole night. There is haroma before, but how much before, that's up to us. So Moshe says, therefore, hilka koyam b'chol sagever sagi, a regular day it's enough to clean off the mizbeach before Olas HaShachar by the cross together when he starts to wake up to Kohanim. B'yom HaKippurim Mishum Chush of the Kohen Gadol. We don't want him to do too much work by daytime, it'll be too weak, so we want him to do the work of Shumas Adeshen earlier. Therefore Mechatzais Achatzais Alam he starts doing it. B'regolim by Yim Tevim Tinefisha Kabonis, that's a lot of Kabonis. Tekad Miyoti Yisrael, that a lot of Kla Yisrael comes to bring Kabonis, the other regolim Oilus Ria, the Shal Mechagigom. Therefore, Miashmeres Rishayna, that they start to clean off the Mizveach at the end of the first night, the first Mishra of the night. And Kiriktoni Sefer, like we learned in the Sefer, that Lohoiso Kriya Sagebel Magas on Regolim, on Yom Tovim, it did not come in the morning, the time that the Kohen used to wake up the other Kohanim, Choyis Azor Malayim Yisrael, that O Azor, O Beis Midrash, was full of Yisrael coming to be ready to bring their Kabonis. Therefore, since Yom Tovim was very, a lot of business, a lot of Kabonis, he used to make sure to try and make that Roma as early as possible. Now, if we learn like this, what's going to be Pirshu Kaidim Chatzais? Let's say the Bosa came off before Chatzais, and the Zirunachat Chatzais, but you put it back on top of the Mizbeach after Chatzais. So what's the Locha? Does Chatzais, is it called Mekayim Mitzvos or not? Maybe only the Mishnah means if it's on the Mizbeach b'chatzais, that's called Mekayim Mitzvos, so there's no need to put it back. But here that it came up before Chatzais, and it was not put back on again for Chatzais, maybe it's not called Nas Mitzvos yet. So the Machoikis, Rabbi says, Chatzais Shein Yechlos, and Echnam, you have to leave it on there until the next night, the next Chatzais, that's what makes it Ichul.